When the Kitchener Rangers play the right way, they're a problem. Playing in the final game of a three-contest weekend, the Blueshirts started strong against their arch-nemesis. Both Francesco's, Arcuri and Pinelli, buried beauties behind Brett Brocu in the opening frame. The Rangers routed the Knights 5-2, in the Forest City, Sunday. Arcuri, who has 30 goals now, started the game on the third line with Carson Rakopf and Adrian Misiljevic. Getting him with Rakopf got us a goal, spreading out our depth a little bit, said head coach Chris Dennis. I thought Matt, Sopp, Philip, Massar, and Pinelli were back to their usual selves. They had zone time, they were moving around, and Danny, Mitchell, Martin and Reed, Vallade are really hard to play against when they're forechecking and grinding the puck. Arcuri has been nothing but fabulous since he's been here, raved Dennis. His effort, his commitment to our team, his attitude on the bench, his attitude in practice has been unbelievable. Misiljevic was forced to leave the game with an upper body injury after taking a massive hit in the first period. Vallade and Zhilkin both potted one in the empty net, in the third period. Zhilkin's came with just 1 second left on the clock, which upset the Knights. Leaving the bench, Brocu took a shot at both Roman Schmidt and Zhilkin on his way back to the net, which drew more than a crowd of players. The Rangers' play frustrated the Knights all afternoon though. The win makes it a 4-point weekend for Kitchener. It gives us some belief. I think that's maybe what we've been lacking, said Dennis of the wins over Ottawa and London in the same weekend. It sparks us, said Arcuri. Two really good teams in this league. We're going to climb our way to the top. It's only a matter of time before we get there. They've won 3 of their last 6. They're still looking for their first back-to-back wins since December 18. Kitchener tries again Friday when they host the Barrie Colts. The pregame show begins at 7 p.m. with Mike Farwell and Chris Pope.